You know, Eddie, the problem with being a health reporter like me is that you're constantly writing about people who are completely fine one day and then the next day they're not. And meanwhile, all these studies are crossing your screen all the time about cancer and heart disease and neurodegenerative disease, you name it. Just lots of negativity.
And it's just scary, right? Because it could happen to you. It could happen to me.
It very well could. And actually, that's a big piece of what got me exercising more, just simply fear. I'm Carrie Goldberg, and this is The Magic Pill.
And I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips.
And I think fear is such a powerful force in our lives, whether it's fear of death, of course, or fear of pain, fear of disease. But Eddie, you say fear is not the best motivator.
Right. So over time, it may not be the best thing to maintain our exercise. But for many of us, it's a great way to get started.
Right, like all the middle-aged folks who have their first heart, quote-unquote, events. And that's what it takes to make them adopt a whole new, healthier lifestyle.
Right. So if fear is singing to you, let's talk about using the fear to motivate yourself to get moving and then to keep on moving.
Okay. So here's someone who is motivated by fear and is very near and dear to my heart.
My name is Charlie Ritz. And exercise is part of my life.
Charlie is my dad, and he's pretty amazing. He looks and acts at least 20 or 30 years younger than he is, and though he has some arthritis and some minor health stuff, I'd say he's still having a pretty great time in life. And he has quite the fitness regime for someone of 89.
Every morning, literally every morning, I do 20 to 30 minutes on the elliptical. That's every day. Three times a week, I do weights.
Impressive. Mm-hmm.
And you know what keeps them going?
I'm afraid to stop. I am afraid that I'll deteriorate. I really feel that exercise does something for me. I go to school, I still read, I drive to the Berkshires, I get around, I walk without any problem.
So that's all true, I can attest, as his daughter. But it's not so typical for most people in his age bracket.
I have friends that don't exercise, we're the same age, and they all have problems, which they might have anyway. I might just be lucky, but once again, I'm afraid to find out.
And I'm afraid to have him find out, actually. I think my dad really sums it up best.
The one thing I've noticed, doctors who disagree about so many things, one thing they agree on, exercise is healthy.
Okay, Eddie, what do you say? Is that true? Do all doctors actually agree on this?
Well, all doctors probably don't agree on anything. But if there's one thing they will agree on, it's exercise. And it's crystal clear that if you're motivated by fear and you're trying to avoid a disease or even treat one that you already have, exercise is the best thing you can do. It cuts your risk of almost any disease you can name, from cancer to psoriasis.
Psoriasis? Seriously?
Absolutely, even psoriasis. But let's consider something much more common, like a really rampant disease like diabetes.
Okay.
There's a recent study that shows that the women who did just 3.5 hours a week of exercise, so they did a combination of cardiovascular work and a couple of sessions of weightlifting, so 30 minutes a day, they cut their risk of diabetes by 30, 40, almost 50% reduction in diabetes by following those 30 minutes per day.
Wow, that's a powerful finding. So if you're scared of type 2 diabetes,
I'd be lifting weights and I'd be exercising.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, so in the end, like, fear is probably not the most pleasant motivator.
No.
But if it gets you started, maybe it's going to lead into, hey, I really like doing this.
It could definitely give you a nudge, yeah. And tomorrow, we'll be moving on to the idea of location, how where you happen to live can affect your exercise. But for today, your song is Closer by Marco.
The longer I stay with him, the harder it gets to hide the flaws I carry within me. And the more I show my bare skin, the closer I get to losing everything. The closer I get to losing it.